is the Atheist Radio Network.
Where? I believe the David Johansen live track is from a New Year's Eve live concert, but I'll have to try to read the micro print that comes with this album entitled Live It Up. But first, some plugs for some great animation at TooStupidToBePresident.com. One is Saddam Captured, and another is on that column on the right side that has a few thousand listings entitled He Knew. But there's now over 100 animations at TooStupidToBePresident.com. And hello to the senders of heckle mail and Jesus spam sending. Interestingly, one was, we'd like to meet you. And the Reverend is interpreting that as a sexually forward message, because the Reverend knows that when you get a message like that from the American Christian Taliban, they don't mean meet you as in, like, meet the Beatles. What they mean is, we want to meet you, as in, like, the famous porn title. We want to meet you. So the Reverend knows that you're not really these abstinence pushers, that you are like your leaders, who are secretly scandalous, secretly going to touch yourselves during the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, and spending donations on yet more scandals and affairs and hired workers and the like. The difference between this reverend and your pastor is this reverend is open about his scandals because they're juicy and not really scandals at all. All right, enough talk. Let's play some music, and we'll have video reviews later, and no more talk about the holidays. Although I saw some interesting movies and some that really sucked. And there are no additional tracks on this computer from listener donations. So Ms. Terry's Bushmas special and Edward Gold's track and all of that will be postponed also for a future show, hopefully in time for the third anniversary show. But we just don't know. So in this forthcoming set, we'll play a song in the spirit of Lick Bush in 04, and we'll play a song for the George W. Numbnuts himself. But first, let's play a live track. I'm pretty sure it's from New Year's Eve, from the early 80s. This is by David Johansen after the demise of the New York Dolls, and before he became Buster Poindexter and recorded songs like Hot, Hot, Hot and other songs that got a lot of attention. This is from the live album Live It Up, and there's a lot of great stuff on this. We'll play two tracks from it, Stranded in the Jungle and, of course, the old New York Dolls classic, Personality Crisis. Happy New Year from Reverend Bookburn.
Yeah. back in the jungle. The boys in the jungle had me on a run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. I woke up kind of slow, my head started clear. I had a strange feeling I'm wearing cooking gear. I smelled something cooking, I looked around to see. That's when I found out they were cooking me. I said,
"Right now, Sugar Boo Boo, let me out of here!"
Oh, baby, baby, let's make a man. Meanwhile, I jump out the pot. I'm trying to get away. I'm trying to get worried about what my baby might say. So I jump in the ocean. I started to swim. But my chance of survival is getting mighty slim. I thumped down a well that was passing my way. I reached a stage in about a half a day. I got the lover's leg. My soul was dead. My heart was gone. And here's what I said. I said,
"Oh, baby, baby, the man is no good. Oh, baby, baby,
we'll be right back. afternoon. You changed into a wolfman, you're howling at the moon. Personality crisis, got it while it was hot. And now I touch you with frustration, honest, that's what you got. What do you got? Nature's sick, your mirror's getting jammed up with all your friends. Personality, every scene is going to blink. Not like one. Personality, when your mind starts to flip. Got so much personality, flashing like a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. Personality, what they have to do with these empty heads. You can find a general hospital. Personality crisis, got it while it was hot. Please don't stop. Because you want the personality. Not the personality. You all do. You gotta use it. Everything.
and pity. Acne and adolescence. Pubes and puberty. When you sit on my face and said you love me, I knew that romance would tower above me. But before I could try a bite of your fur pie, you ran away. You said goodbye. And time changed our love. Things weren't the same like when you jerked me off at a homecoming game. Oh, love I know leaves a wonderful taste. Won't you sit, 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 sit on my face? Oh, sit, 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 sit on. Said our love was written by fate. They said I'd be in your pants by our second date. But when I got a prize from touching your thighs, you ran away. You said goodbye. Now I spend the hours thinking of things to say just to try to get you to go all the way. You see, I'm still cheering. Oh my God, oh what a disgrace. Won't you sit, 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 sit on my face?
George was in the White House watching his TV, chewing on a pretzel and drinking his iced tea. When suddenly he choked and passed out upon the ground, there was a bruise upon his cheek and scratches all around. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Then the Secret Service came, they took the pretzel in. They kept the pretzel up all night, interrogated him. The pretzel said, I'm innocent, my story you must hear. It wasn't an iced tea he drank, it was an iced cold beer. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Got a lawyer from the ACLU. The media just ate it up. The rumors wildly flew. The president responded in a twisty, whisky way. The pretzel is a terrorist. Send him to Guantanamo Bay.
Okay.
So send George Bush a pretzel. Send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way.
Okay.
Here from Iraq. Some say North Korea, they know it for a fact. But the pretzel and the president are brothers, yes they are. No matter what their differences, they both start with PR. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way.
Okay.
Now George said, send $1 so Afghani kids can eat. But the only thing he sent them was a cluster bombing treat. So if you want to feed them in their starving neighborhood, send George Bush a pretzel and do those kids some good.
You should.
So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send him with best wishes and send him on his way. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Send him on his way. Do it, don't delay. Send him on his way.
Okay.
You heard MDC doing John Wayne Was a Nazi. Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls did Send George Bush a Pretzel. Chinga Chavin did Sit, 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 Sit on My Face. Storm Orphans did Sweet Leaf. And started off with David Johansen live doing Stranded in the Jungle and Personality Crisis. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is New Year's. And lick Bush in 04. And we shall do that. And we're going to have new releases and new contributions on the next coming shows, as well as the predictions, the true false for rock stars, and how to recognize symptoms of mad cow disease, one of which is somebody believing that President Numbnuts is looking out for their interests. And speaking of total fucking nutcases in the news, there is word from Lou Engel, who is the head of a Christian supremacist organization entitled The Call. And these are people who encourage their followers to do things like stand in the school cafeteria tabletops, screaming and yelling, and what do they call it, witnessing to everybody else. That kind of irrational mental behavior is encouraged, as well as trying to force feed, as if you didn't get this enough from birth, their kind of holy proselytization. Can't talk tonight. But the call is going to disband. They are going to... I'm not sure what they're going to do. They want money so they can end as an organization and probably start a new one. But Lou Engel has announced the disbanding of the call, which is good news because they do produce a lot of really dangerous people and encourage kind of a forced takeover and conversion into a Christian nation, as if the Bush regime wasn't pushing things far enough in that direction. So good riddance to Lou Engel of the Call. And perhaps you've heard this before. There is a book called DSM, which is Diagnostic Statistical Manual, which lists every psychiatric diagnosis that is known for the human mind. And there is one called Religious Preoccupation, which means, and gee, if you look real hard, you might find somebody who would fit this description. Infidels or any kind of sex positive, then you are conceivably a mentally ill person, and that's okay, that can be corrected, but you need to address it, and you need to, well, the Reverend doesn't advocate medication for everything, but possibly benefit from psychotropic medication. And if you see people outside the abortion clinics who have proved themselves to be Taliban clones, like the Columbus Baptist Church from columbusbaptistchurch.org, they certainly make a strong case for the need of an evaluation and possible prescription so that they can address their delusions. Okay. But anyway, one of the purposes of this show this forthcoming year will be to give the book burners the tools to deprogram others, to begin the process of licking Bush in 2004, exposing and ridding the world of the deadly Bush regime, far worse than the combined every serial killer of the previous century, and start to push this world in a more just situation, but at the same time, in a balanced way, without giving up your sense of humor, appreciation of good tunes and exploring new ones, and of course, without depriving yourself of life's pleasure. So, in a balanced way, we'll continue to seek change as well as diversity in content and diversity in entertainment, and providing an alternative to the ever worsening, ever more sickening corporate media and corporate entertainment industry, most notably a pathetic blob of corporate radio monopolists known as Clear Channel, and push the envelope a little more, rather than narrowing the content, rather than narrowing music history, rather than narrowing thought and everything else, to broaden, to diversify, and to push new boundaries, if any, and to push and break new ground. And having said that, I noticed that the cable monopolists who got the Dr. Susie curse and the Reverend Bookburn curse in California, the Regus crime family, not to be confused with the Bush crime family, in which every male is a criminal. In this case, the father, John Regus, and his equally scumbag sons, they run a cable monopoly network known as Adelphia. And the Reverend noticed over the holidays, in the course of seeing approximately 2 million hours of bad television with Bloods, noticed that Adelphia has been putting ads all over the East Coast now. Well, Adelphia is the Regus crime family. They are the people who censored the Dr. Susan Block show after she did an S&M and bondage special on her obviously adult-oriented Dr. Susan Block show, which is fantastic, drsusanblock.com. And the Reverend had the pleasure of being a live guest on that show in L.A. in November 2002. And Adelphia were the people who initially tried to censor her before they fell, like their brothers in Enron and WorldCom and other major corporate criminals and friends of the Bush regime. They got caught with their corporate crime, and this isn't simple petty theft. This isn't simple individual crime. This is large-scale, inconceivable corporate crime. So be sure to not sign up if you are going to subject yourself to cable TV. Now, a kind of a field that subjects viewers to 2 billion commercials a day. Make sure it's not Adelphia who is your new provider if you have multiple choices. And there's news with another American Christian Taliban type. Skip Robocop is calling on all people to pray for his daughter, who was raised in his image to be a Christian supremacist and a kind of a parroter of her father, and he wants to blame this on Harry Potter. And I love when people want to blame stuff on other people, on music CDs or books or whatever, just like, or porn, another laughable way of blaming some kind of social problem on a form of entertainment. Skip Robocop one. Okay, Lard. You can't look at me and laugh. We learned that when Laura Shea was on. Lord, please help Skip Robocop's daughter continue to think for herself.
Lord, please help Skip Robocop's daughter to continue to think for herself.
To be free from the clutches of her delusional old man.
To be free from the clutches of her delusional old man.
To continue to read evil books like Harry Potter.
To continue to read evil books like Harry Potter.
And to continue to give Skip Robocop bowel trouble.
And to continue to give Skip Robocop bowel trouble.
Lord, we pray for his daughter and that she will reclaim her own life and her own mind.
Lord, we pray for his daughter that she will what?
And it's lard.
Lard, that she will to reclaim her life and continue to think for herself.
Sounds right.
I was never Orthodox.
Me neither. Okay, we prayed for Skip Robocop's daughter because he asked us to send a copy of the email to the Reverend.
Amen.
Amen. Ah, woman. From the book of hymns and hers, we will now sing. On second thought, we better not. All right, a couple news items and plugs, and then play some more music. Oh, man, look at the time. All right, again, next week we'll try to do the DOA special. Hopefully we'll receive the goodies. And in 2 weeks, the third anniversary show, and keep sending great stuff. Cutting out a whole lot of stuff already. And let's see. Oh, American Christian Taliban and anti-abortion terrorism news. Since it's not covered, you have to be halfway around the world to get coverage about terrorism. It has to be only Islamic terrorism that gets coverage. But Christian terrorists, anti-abortion terrorists, around New Year's Eve, attempted to set fire to an abortion clinic in Pensacola, Florida. Minimal damage, more news as it comes through. But in Pensacola, the same state where clinics were bombed in 1984, a clinic was broken into in 1986 by pedophile John Burt, total nutcase Joan Andrews, and a couple of other violent anti-abortion people. The same city where Dr. David Gunn was shot to death in 1993. The same city where Dr. Britton and his security escort, Colonel Barrett, were shot to death in 1994, that Pensacola. has seen more terrorism in the last couple of days. And I guess if it showed up anywhere in the corporate media, it was probably page 299. So we will cover that as news becomes clear on this show. I want to encourage support for Steve Cubby from Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y, Cubby.com, who is in Canada, and unlike medical marijuana exile Rene Boucher, he is ordered home. He is suffering from cancer. He would be subjected for a decade or more in the hellhole dungeons called the American prison system. In his state of health, that would be a death sentence. And we are doing a new call to action. Please go to Cubby.com and do whatever they're asking people to do to support him. The Bookburners have gotten lots of credit. Rene Boucher has publicly credited the show with an avalanche of support 2 years ago when her case was still up in the air. And we're asking that the support that went out for Rene Boucher and Karen Horning and then Rosenthal and Dennis Perrone, all of whose cases are pretty much resolved, that same energy go to Steve Cubby, who has adrenal cancer, a rare form of that, and was ordered to return by January 15th. We're seeking to reverse that. Let's play a New Year's song. This is by SVT. And in this forthcoming set, we'll also play a Jefferson Airplane song. SVT had Airplane and Hot Tuna bass player Jack Cassidy, his one-time punk phase in the late 70s. He was in a band called SVT, and they did a song entitled New Year's, and here it is. Play. Lord, make this machine work.
Take it. radio special in 7 years. Monica Lewinsky's got her own TV show and an HBO special. Who do you have to? Never mind. Oh, here's my point. I never gave a fuck about Monica Lewinsky until Bill Clinton said I didn't have sexual relations with that woman. That meant Jack and Bobby Kennedy were in hell going, damn it, we didn't have to kill Marilyn. The Kennedys killed Marilyn Monroe, all right? I'm pretty sure the gunman in the grass, you know, is either Arthur Miller or Joe DiMaggio. Fuck my wife. Some of you got that, the rest of you going, Kennedy from MTV killed Marilyn Manson? All right, moving right along. This is not a funny topic. Hey, the funny thing about JFK Jr.'s plane crash was, though... No, I don't think that's funny, he died. And that's enough dead Kennedy humor. All right, you want more? Okay. Two Jello Biafras walk into a bar. Brendan Cruz is singing instead of him with the cocaine. All right, where was I? No, JFK Jr. Look, I think it's sad when anyone dies. You know what? That's a load of shit, actually. Because there's a guy in the paper. He got eaten by a polar bear. He was in the Central Park Zoo, and he had been harassing the polar bear, it said in the newspaper, for 3 days. Climbed over the wall, got eaten in 45 seconds, and I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I fucking laughed when I read that article.
You guys want to sing along with me?
Me to ruin. I don't know what I like about you. I like it a lot. Won't you let me help you? Yeah, nothing.
That I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, The gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
I love that.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Oh, you do that so well. Yes, Susie Q from Philadelphia Independent Media Center is back in town to make her fart sounds. Oh, this is a great new year already. Asshole of the Week is Judge Gino is Judge Gino Broyden of Georgia, who recently ruled that the state of Georgia need not pay for a Medicaid patient's abortion after a doctor decided that pregnancy was actually dangerous to her health. So, in a similar manner that people who receive Medicaid and other benefits get fucked, and not in a fun way, on a daily basis, this woman is being denied because of a man who is truly an asshole, Judge Gino Broyden. So, Sunday, January 4th of the new year, 2004, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Seattle, one in Philadelphia. Tonight, Judge Gino Brogdon, you are Asshole of the Week. You're so good to me. All right, enough of that sound. All right, big thanks to Susie Q of Independent Media for providing live fart sounds for the Asshole of the Week award. Yes. You heard Ms. Terry doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Before that, DOA did Communication Breakdown, and we'll hopefully have the DOA special next week. And check them out at suddendeath.com. Bobcat Goldthwait did Jack and Bobby in Hell from a new CD. This was one of the Reverend's holiday presents to himself while deluding himself that he was going to buy shit for other people. Bobcat Goldthwait, I don't mean to insult you, but you look like. And that's on Comedy Central Records. Jefferson Airplane did DCBA 25. And started off with SVT, New Year. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is New Year. Lick Bush in 04. And we will do that. The Reverend says to two smiling members of Philadelphia Independent Media Center and professional fart noisemakers. And thank you, people who are sending me great cartoons and great contributions for the third anniversary show, which will be in 2 weeks. Okay. Some interesting things on the net. An article about, this is yet another stupid Bush. This is Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who wants to announce the first faith faith-based prison. I'm not making this up. A faith-based prison in the state of Florida. And right now, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda members are coming all over themselves in joy over their victory of having people who are so much like them running the American government. They are overjoyed to be such an influence over American domestic policy. Faith-based prisons, thanks to another moronic numbnuts from the Bush family and corporate criminal Jeb Bush. And there's an article about it from Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, which is at au.org, au.org. Are you trying to say something to me?
Yeah.
What?
Well.
All right. Here is Susie Q. You heard her farting a minute ago.
That's not exactly true that it's the first. You see, the first would have been Eastern State Penitentiary. Because the first faith-based prison might have been Eastern State Penitentiary, but the Quakers were running so-called faith-based prisons for hundreds of years. They seem to think that all of the worst abuses in prison life come from so-called reforms that the Quakers introduced, trying to make it more humane.
Well, there's nothing more with more humane, but you're not going to see that at a faith-based anything. The only Christian love you're going to get is that knife in your back or that bullet in your head, as Dr. Britton and Dr. Gunn can attest. So, thank you, Jeb Bush, for being another gift-wrapping person who is kissing the ass of the Taliban and further blending church and state. Coming up on the anniversary show, also, we're going to have a Bush song called Megalomaniac, currently not on our computer, because the Reverend's new stuff has not been loaded here. But we will get to that later. All right, some movies. Harold and Maude, I've talked about it before, but it is the greatest movie ever made, and the Reverend recently showed that to somebody. So I thought, oh, got to talk about Harold and Maude again. From the early 70s, all Cat Stevens songs, before he became an Islamic fundamentalist creepazoid, renaming himself Yusuf Islam. Harold and Maude, early 70s, Ruth Gordon and Bud Cort. For a documentary about Holland, and specifically the city of Amsterdam, something that actually is a real democracy and a real free state, or as close as there's going to be to one, a documentary entitled Sex, Drugs, and Democracy, which is at anarchytv.com/SDD, a children's animation video from Dr. Seuss that's actually really good, called The Lorax, and one of the kids in the Reverend's extended family, and the Reverend watched that and had a blast. And what's with all this cutesy stuff? Everything has to be pink and Barbie for these little female humans. The Reverend wants to ask everybody right now, if there is a tiny girl in your life, in contrast to all the retardo things that she's getting, like pink Barbie stuff, please do her a favor and buy her very first black pirate skull and bones flag and maybe a tool belt. Because it is laughable what they're doing to this girl, and the Reverend will live up to that himself, and not give cutesy presents, because you don't even need me to tell you how stupid that is. Anyway, we sat and watched The Lorax together, and that was awesome. Because there is a similar title, I want to remind people about a film made in the 80s, but about the nation of Chile in 1973, when another murderer, Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger, backed a military takeover of that nation for the benefit of copper corporations and others, called Missing. And a new movie with a similar title should not be confused with a really great movie starring Jack Nicholson and Sissy Spacek entitled Missing. of course, the classic Monty Python Life of Brian that the Reverend watched with Hippie John, because we needed a good laugh after covering the events of the year. Okay, what did the Reverend see at the Blood's house on cable? A Madonna movie that was good, and the Reverend likes pretty much all of her movies. This was a baseball-themed one entitled League of Their Own, and one hilarious scene was with this really whacked woman who was similar to like a Christian fundamentalist group here called CWA, Concerned Women of America. And there was a CWA clone in the League of Their Own who was all upset because there were women baseball players. And that scene alone is worth the whole movie, but the movie was good. And the worst, the suckiest of all James Bond movies, the absolute most pathetic of all the Bond movies, this was called World Is Not Enough. The big terrorist is a guy who calls himself an anarchist who has access to most of the world's nuclear weapons. This is, all right, granted, it's James Bond, and it's supposed to be at least a little bit out of reality, but this was too stupid even for a Bond movie. And this guy, of course, knew every computer system, how to hack his way into nuclear triggers. This was beyond stupid. And the action and the effects were stupid. I figured, well, it's recent, so they'll be really good, all this high-tech stuff. But even those scenes were lame and stupid, and too stupid for a Bond movie. And the Reverend realized about halfway through this movie, wow, this is like, this is the fantasies of people like intelligence agency people and some of the more twisted elements of law enforcement. It's like, hey, I'm like James Bond, you know, I can fight with one hand and fuck with the other, you know, and I'm just this indestructible and mighty, you know, James Bond clone, and these kind of idiotic CIA fantasies. So, but in addition to the idiotic premise and story, let me just remind you, if you are from that community and you are listening to the show, James Bond is not you. You are not Mr. Superfighter, and you wouldn't know good sex if it bit you on the ass. You are, in reality, a war-obsessed person. You are, oh God, I can't read this shit. I wrote all these great notes, and I can't read them, but you are not super balls and eggs. You are not these, like, super courageous person, because in reality, you need a whole army to back you up. And the timing of seeing that was great, too. The Reverend has a friend who was a social worker in a psychiatric hospital, and she's like, what, like 4 or 5 feet tall, and these cops showed up. This is in Philadelphia, the big brave Philadelphia cops who set up 2 precincts worth of African Americans on false drug raid charges to boost their own careers, the mighty Philadelphia police, and they had to serve a restraining order to one of her patients. So this woman who works around these people unarmed all day had to reassure them that it was okay for them to enter because the hospital had this policy they couldn't enter with guns. So they're standing outside holding their dicks and like, oh, we can't go in. We can't go somewhere without our guns. And this little 5-foot female and later her supervisor, also a woman, had to walk these mighty men in, and they only went in like 10 feet anyway, so they could serve a restraining order. This is your reality. You need an army and you need an arsenal before you can act like you're somebody with balls or eggs. No, the actual guts the actual people with guts are the people who do such things without backup and without even the acknowledgement, let alone the support of the world. The clinic defenders, the people who stand up to the hate groups like Anti-Racist Action, that's where you will find balls and eggs. All right, I'm sick of talking. All right, what's from the chat? Got a message here. What is the source of the asshole of the week background? Yes, it is Cheech and Chong, or the beginning of it is Cheech, after Chong farted in one of the movies, and then the actual fart sounds was provided by none other than Marlon, the great engineer. All right, no more talking about farting. We're going to play a song for the Bush girls who just love alcohol. It's Marlon, the great engineer. We were just talking about you and your fart sounds.
My ears are burning.
Yes, they were. Welcome, and thank you for doing the show last week.
I heard you were talking about bondage movies.
Yes, James Bondage.
Oh, I misheard. You know, I only hear what I want to hear.
It's okay, but it's interesting that that's what you wanted to hear. Let's play a song for the Bush girls, who are probably boozing it up while Marlon and Sue knock each other down in their big, tearful, and physical reunion. This is by Black Flag. This is called Six Pack. Play. Lord, make this machine work. Let's go.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. bondage came. Yeah, all across my
Okay, that was Stray Cat Strut by the Stray Cats, and Black Flag did Six Pack for the Boozin' Bush Girls. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is New Year's, and Lick Bush in 2004. Next week, the DOA special, and after that, the third anniversary show, which is awesome, and people are sending me great stuff already for that. The last week of January, the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, probably with live co-host Diva DeVille from MissDeVille.com. The Reagan anti-tribute in time for his birthday, first Sunday of February. And after that, Love Night. I went at the Super Bowl show the last Sunday of January. We're also going to have a anti-birthday tribute to corporate media buffoon Howard Squirm. So write to me. We're going to go a little overtime and play some stuff. And at AN, they started recording late, so this will give them a full show. And if you want to get on the mailing list and get these announcements, get the notoriously long playlist and show write-up, or write about anything, or send me cool cartoons or smut, or anything other than Jesus spam or other spam. And please prank all spam senders, by the way, as well as the Columbus Baptist Church, columbusbaptistchurch.org, and similar buffoonery. If you want the playlist, or you want to send me cool stuff, or write for any reason, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail, at sjcdc.org. And we'll do the credits and play something by Paul Krasner. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's show: Kenny Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Marlon, the great engineer, Susie Q for doing the live fart sounds during Asshole of the Week, Everlasting Godstopper, Ed Gold, Melissa D, Tony, Lady Simone and her honey, who are going to get married on the show, maybe in February, Mr. Z and his spouse, Abby, Diana Roger, Ashley, Diva DeVille, Scott Johnston, the Peekaboo Review cast, Sister Anne Marie, Brooke, Justin, Plantar, the UK, European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and Lebanese book burners. And hello to, what's that guy's name? Mission for Truth in Lebanon. Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Lisa Bouchel, Laura Shea, Coffee Goddesses, Dark Lady and Her Honey, Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com, Melanie from the Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, D Aside, Renee Bryant, ProChoiceLig.com, Paul Krasner, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wood and Chew Books and Records on 5th Street in Philadelphia between South Street and Lombard, from which some stuff you heard was purchased. All of Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a radio transmitter by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. The two Washington outlets, Dallas Blanchard, and everyone who helps with the Reverence Crusade to lick Bush in 2004, begin the International War Crimes Tribunal against Bush and the Bush regime, and to check that motherfucker for lice. Thank you all. Big New Year's hugs. And next week we will hopefully be doing the DOA special, but I will send out an emailer to that effect. Oh, no time to even do these plugs. Well, if you want to get the divine sacred sex toys, like the Jesus Jackhammer dildo, and this is very real stuff, or the baby Jesus butt plug, you can get it from Divine Interventions, divine-interventions.com. And please check out Jello's stuff at Jello Biafra at alternativetentacles.com. Legal information from ACLU.org. And to spread information about emergency contraception, otherwise known as ECP, you can go to abortionaccess.org. Since the American Christian Taliban now pretty much dictates domestic policy, a few articles. Beware of Meaningless Studies by Anti-Choice Researchers by Joyce Arthur at ProChoiceActionNetwork-Canada.org. National Security State Declares War on Academic Freedom. That's from World War III Report. WW3Report.com. The three is a numeral. Oh, we already plugged the Too Stupid to Be President cartoons from TooStupidToBePresident.com. Orange Code Terror Alert Based on Fabricated Intelligence. That article is at globalresearch.ca. What else? Enough of this. Okay, postponement of the predictions, how to recognize symptoms of mad cow disease, which mostly means believing Bush or the corporate media, and the true-false segment about 60s rock stars, what is true and what is false. And please let me know if you do any of these pranks, but make sure they're harmless. Let's play from Paul Krasner. You can check out his books and CDs at Paul Krasner, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com. This is from his most recent, entitled Irony Lives, and I think it's a good way to start the new year by saying fuck you to everybody who deserves it, the FCC, RIA, R-I-A-A, Recording Industry Association of America, the Bush regime, the American Christian Taliban, and of course, to snake-handling cult member, Christian supremacist, and general nutcase, John Ashcroft, who, you've got to do that if you join in on this CD track. This is from Irony Lives, and this track is entitled In the Guise of Security.
I had a flashback recently to 1968, a Democratic convention in Chicago. There was an unbirthday party for Lyndon Johnson, and I was speaking there, and a reporter who had interviewed Lyndon Johnson told me that after the formal question and answer session, LBJ said to him, you know, what the communists are really saying is, fuck you, Lyndon Johnson. And nobody says, fuck you, Lyndon Johnson, and gets away with it. And so I announced to this audience that I was going to count three, and they could join me in saying, fuck you, Lyndon Johnson, and getting away with it. And I did it, and it came back at me like an audio tidal wave. You know, it was the yippies and the clean for jeans and the freelance protesters and the Democrats and liberals, just one voice in unison. So I had this flashback at a rally led by Ralph Nader in San Francisco, and Nader had morphed from a consumer advocate into an anti-war leader at this point. So at this rally, I mentioned that Cokie Roberts was being interviewed by another reporter. They asked if there was any opposition to the war, and Cokie said, none that matters. And the audience there started booing and hissing, so I said, would you like to join me in saying, fuck you, Cokie Roberts? And I counted to three, and again, it was an audio tidal wave, that feeling of being united. And then somebody else did there, Medea Benjamin, who ran in the Green Party for the Senate. And she asked the whole audience, in one word, what is really behind this war? And the audience was very savvy, and they all shouted, oil, because the Caspian Sea is what they really wanted, to get the oil underneath there and send it by way of the Taliban and then the Al-Qaeda, sort of like a bucket brigade. Now, the Internet is something I've gotten into a lot recently, because there's a whole spectrum of information you can get. So at one end of that spectrum, I learned that Russell Crowe is very self-conscious because he has cottage cheese thighs. I hadn't known that. There's a band out there called Blink 182, and they got their name because the word fuck is said 182 times in the remake of the movie Scarface. Somebody was there in the audience with a tally sheet. I learned from the Internet that Marilyn Manson had two of his ribs removed so he can give himself head. People have a goal and they pursue it. But at the other end of the spectrum is information that you don't get in the mainstream media. And you can check the truth of something. I learned from Google.com. I had heard that John Ashcroft, our attorney general, before he was inaugurated as governor of Missouri twice and then as senator, he anointed himself in Crisco cooking oil. And I can't tell anymore what's the news and what's somebody's hoax. I saw in the Washington Post that Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell blamed the terrorist attack on lesbians and the ACLU and the abortion rights movement. I saw it in the Washington Post, and I still think it's a hoax. I mean, it couldn't be that much of a parody of themselves. So I typed in Google.com, John Ashcroft and Crisco, and about 50 references came up, and it was true. The man who is now trampling upon our civil liberties anointed himself with cooking oil. But we all know how to act sane. We're all nuts. You know, we have... The phone rings. Hello. Yes, speaking. Oh, no, no, I'm sorry. I already have three long distance lines. Thank you very much. Goodbye. So those guys are all totally nuts. Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, people are saying, now what about those prisoners there in those cages? Isn't that real cruel and inhuman punishment? Now, first of all, they say, no, you know, they're not prisoners of war. They're criminal detainees. Because if they were prisoners of war, they would have had to wear uniforms. I mean, they were wearing uniforms, turbans and raggedy clothes. That's their uniform. They don't all have to have camouflage like in the airport. I saw the National Guard guys because they took my shoes. Not the National Guard. They're just standing there. But the screener took my shoes, and I was worried because I didn't put odor eaters in them. And I heard that odor eaters will take away any traces of explosives residue. But these guys are in the airport, and they're wearing these camouflage uniforms, you know, with green and brown leaves, which is good for the jungle, but not an airport. They stand out. I mean, if they really wanted to wear camouflage, they would have had light blue uniforms with, like, little airplanes taking off. So So, you know, you want to say to Donald Rumsfeld, if they were the POWs, of course, then they would be subject to the privileges of the Geneva Conventions. Have you ever been to a Geneva Convention? It's very interesting. You can get cluster bombs real cheap. So Donald Rumsfeld doesn't like all this complaining. He says, look, these prisoners are being treated humanely. They have privileges that you Americans don't have. What do you mean? Well, they can go to Cuba and you can't. So it turns out that the moderate in this whole group is Colin Powell. I mean, he's saying now that condoms are okay, as long as you get a court order, I think, something like that. But nevertheless, he was the one who tried to cover up the My Lai massacre. He was the one when he was the first African-American head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And even though Clinton was trying to get the right of gays to fight in the military, Colin Powell fought against it. And he said it's because gays in the military would make the other men in the barracks uncomfortable if a gay man was sleeping in the same barracks with them. And, you know, you want to say, look, General Powell, isn't that the same thing you used to say about blacks, that you don't want them to be in the military because it will make the men uncomfortable in the barracks if there's a black man sleeping in the same barracks with them? And Powell says, well, you have to understand, we never told anybody we were black. So what's happening is, before our very eyes, the formation of a police state. You know, to us, we might think this is a bad thing. To cops, it's a great thing. A police state, I like that. We want a police world. So if you'd care to join me now in saying, fuck you, John Ashcroft, I'll count three. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Fuck you, John Ashcroft! Isn't it a liberating feeling to be a political activist? So, but what happens now is, you know, it permeates your consciousness. I mean, I'll go to a restaurant and I'm eating and the waitress always comes over and says, how's everything? And I'll say, well, I'd like a little more salad dressing. My knee hurts and I'm concerned about creeping fascism. I mean, remember when George W. said that it would be much easier for him to be a dictator? Remember that? He actually said it. I didn't make that up. And, of course, his wish is coming true now. I mean, the difference between him and his father is that former President Bush said, read my lips, and George W. is saying, read mein Kampf.
Those who follow in this tradition, business executive breaching the trust. Abusing power. Task force will function as abusing power, obstructing justice. The actions I'm proposing follow in this tradition and misleading clients.
George Bush's own conduct as a businessman has been questioned.
Business SWAT. The actions I'm proposing follow in this tradition. We're seeing cooking the books, shading the truth, and breaking our laws. Deception accounting to hide reality. Executives should use all their compensation. The actions I'm proposing follow in this tradition. Overseeing cooking the books, shading the truth, and breaking our laws.
Did he answer any of these questions in substance about what he was actually doing at Harkin, why he sold, why he bought later, or was it to look at it?
No, in fact, he was asked a specific question. Why was that form filed 34 weeks late?
Cooking the books.
George Bush's own conduct as a businessman has been questioned. Investor confidence has been devastated by scandal.
I must respectfully decline to answer the questions of this committee on the basis of my Fifth Amendment privilege.
Political fallout from a probe of accounting practices as Halliburton.
Iraq came up and he said it's a hypothetical and he will not talk about when or if there'll be any kind of invasion, but it does remain the stated goal of this administration to have a regime change. There.
I'm instructing justice about and misleading clients, falsifying records,
in the enterprise system.
Business executive breaching the trust, overseeing cooking the books, and abusing, shading the truth,
obstructing justice,
breaking our laws, and misleading clients.
Bush hoped distance interest from some big donations, which helped finance his 2000 presidential campaign.
The president called the briefing. talked about his
deconstructing justice.
But he was peppered throughout the 35th briefing about questions concerning
major
the sale of stocks.
But
he was on the board of directors for the market.
Business executive
trade.
Breaching the trust.
The actions I'm proposing following this tradition. Confusing power.
Deception accounting to hide reality. Executives should use all their compensation. Threatening the financial well-being.
Shading the truth.
Many workers breaking our laws.
And many investors.
Iraq came up, and he said it's a hypothetical, and he will not talk about when or if there'll be any kind of invasion.
Which will open new markets and create better jobs.
If there'll be any kind of invasion, but it does remain
Iraq
the stated goal of this administration to have a regime change.
Misleading
there.
The actions I'm proposing following this tradition, threatening the financial well-being of many workers and many investors.
In the name of peace, in the name of a secure tomorrow, in the name of freedom for children, the United States will lead a coalition and disarm Saddam Hussein. Heil Hitler!
Stuff like Prescott Bush, Bush's own grandfather, working with funding the Nazis on Wall Street.
For children. In the name of peace, in the name of a secure tomorrow, in the name of freedom. United States will lead a coalition and disarm Saddam Hussein. Heil Hitler!
Oh my God!
War children. In the name of peace. War children. In the name of a secure tomorrow. War children. In the name of freedom. War children.
If Saddam Hussein won't disarm, we will lead a coalition to disarm him.
As France, Russia, Mexico, and other allies sought to water down Bush's zero-tolerance approach to Iraq,
war children.
Tens of thousands of anti-war protesters in Washington circled the White House on Saturday.
Oh my God!
That was the time for peace.
War children.
Now it's such a time.
Terrorists and tyrants. In the name of peace. In the name of a secure tomorrow. In the name of freedom.
War children.
Oh my God!
Take a look at my knees.
W's got a mission. W's got a plan. W's got a pistol. It's burning in his hand. Cause it's turned the world into one big Texas. Turn the world into one big Texas. Turn the world into one big Texas. Turn the world into one big Texas. Texas, T for traitor, T for terrible, yeah, the current dictator, T for twisted, T for truth, and T for the tornado that they just set loose, cause it's turning the world into one big Texas, turning the world into one big Texas, turning the world into one big world into one big Texas. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lee, you got Coda. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lee, and you got Coda. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lee, and you got Coda. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lee, and you got Coda.
Putting in pies, 2 for 2, and a 9 for 9. My oh my, what a tough guy, get work done with a cheat and a lie. Well, here's my State of the Union address. Our country's a fucking mess. Yes, or could you not guess that war, no jobs, have us all depressed. But here's a little secret that I'm seeing in the news. Your ratings and the polls are going down the tubes. Pissed off Americans are taking to the streets, clapping their hands, stomping their feet. My president's an idiot, looking for oil on tennis tape with aluminum foil. Georgie, 4G is most absurd. He'd rather have a war than use his words.
Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Hey, Georgie,
another time out, you've been yelling and calling people evil. Guess what I'm telling?
I'm telling on your ass, boy.
Paying off the teacher, paying off the school, paying off the principal and making new rules, fool. And you think you're cool, using UN as a US tool. But here comes Schwarzkopf, here comes Penn, here comes Chomsky doing it again. Here comes more of the stupid white men. Here comes
men.
My dad, next Republican. Here comes housewives and businessmen. Here comes activists trapped in the pen. From North Korea to the dirt poor Kurds, you'd rather fight than use your words.
Hey, Georgia, won't you use your words?
Regime change will start at home. I got a bone to pick with your fascist tone. No stone will be left unturned. Get out of the office, which you did not earn. Take Dick Cheney, Coleman Powell.
See
take Rumsfeld, throw in the towel. Take Tom Ridge, take Miss Rice. Take Carl Rove with his heart of ice. Toss him in the middle of a big-ass lake. Cause you and your crew are on the take. Taking our security, taking our cash. Taking all our freedom and leaving it for trash. Your vision is very clear. Saddam is evil, but look in the mirror, that's right. You know what I mean? You'd rather fight than use your words.
Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
Georgie, listen to my words real clearly. I dislike you and your crew most dearly. You're taking us to war, we know what for. Stick up for your daddy, try to settle an old score more. You're pissing off a planet. People hate Americans because of you, damn it. Can't stand it. You lit a terrorist fire, now you're starting to fan it. Try to hide your fear, try to hide your past, try to hide the weapons that were sold to our back. Try to hide the hate, try to hide your greed, try
hide the oil, which you think we need. Try to hide the money, try to punish the blacks. Try to hide the facts from the terrorist attack. I just slide in the polls with numbers from nerds. But you can't hide the niggas, I'm using my words.
Hey, Georgia, won't you use your words?
George, please use your words.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on this small and helpless neighbor.
Our objectives are clear. While the world prayed for peace, the United States raped, pillaged, and plundered a tiny nation.
The victims were moms and dads.
Crushed.
Friends and neighbors.
Crushed.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, unyielding anger.
And among the many murdered, innocent children. These attacks continue as I speak.
What are we gonna do with all these criminals? What are we gonna do about all these crimes? Where are we gonna put all this anger? Such a strange wind blowing and such strange, strange times.
Our military is powerful. The functions of our government continue without interruption.
Our objectives are clear. Narrative solutions. Our operations are proceeding according to plan.
Down the road I hear a dark, dark clamor. Feet are wet in the ever-rising tide. Could we break the world beneath our pounding hammer? Can we build a cage so big to fit the whole human race inside?
We will make no distinction between the
Arab leaders
and the children whose worlds have been shattered.
The United States, by stalling and threatening and defying the United Nations, exhausted every means at our disposal. Every overture of peace with open contempt.
God bless America.
Okay, this is what you heard. during overtime. Supa Clean did one big Texas State of the Union and beat the Bushes. Mick O'Brien did his parodies entitled God Bless America, Corporate W, and Chillin' Megamix. Unknown Artist did Masturbator. Bob Dylan did Masters of War. And Paul Krasner did In the Guise of Security from his Irony Lives CD. This is Reverend Bookburn's show. It's called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been New Year's / Lick Bush in 04, and we will do that on the show. And lots of goodies to come. So, I'm going to play one more track, and I don't really know this CD at all, but I'm playing this for Everlasting Godstopper, and if it doesn't suck, I'll play it all the way through. This is from a local CD here in beautiful West Philadelphia from Graphic Politics, and this track is Keep Love Park Alive. Happy New Year.
Love alive, we gotta keep love alive. Love alive, we gotta keep love alive. Listen up, Mr. Mayor, declare, you say you're running this if you're the man on the top, and I got a bone to pick. It seems sick heads kick productive kids out of a park, where they become a community and develop this park. You started another battle that never had to happen. Skateboarding at Love Park took Philly on the map, and that brings big business, which is in the city's best interest. You didn't have to do nothing, love was already infamous. If it's clearly lucrative, you can make it suit your needs. But when the big checks leak out, the same kids are paying fees. And the tax money you generate goes into renovations, making a mecca state while you collect donations. Wasting $800,000 on so-called improvements. I think it looks stupid if the same people are still using it. You confused your priorities and made a major blunder. Actually, keep on doing it, one after another. Where's the love to your brothers when the Republicans convene? To suspend the Constitution and defeat the other team? This ain't William Penn's dream. He would have seen the potential. Social interaction with the youth is essential.
Everyone wants to escape this, and now they're taking it away.
Oh, is this wrong?
It's totally wrong.
This ain't criminal minded, they're constructively unwinded. Refining and building to build a lifetime in. This ain't criminal minded, they're constructively unwinded. Refining and building to build a lifetime in.
I'm 14, I cannot hear it. Skateboard, have to stop, but the cops are doing it all for us.
This ain't criminal minded, this ain't criminal minded, they're constructively unwinded.
This park offers a ton of important toys to people. It's like a very important place for skateboarding. You look in like the magazines and like poetry magazines, you look at there's pictures of skaters and rough parks and videos and everything. So this place is important to us, it's important to skateboarding.
There's so many things that kids can be doing. I mean, skating is good for them.
There's only one love in need of love is all we need is love and love and love. There's only one love in need of love is all we need is love and love and love. There's only one love in need of love is all we need is love and love and love. There's only one love in need of love is all we need is love and love and love.
Love Park, Cape Becca, Philly. Hands down, no place in the world. That's what it is. Philly hip hop. Need more punk rock. No stop. All right, there.
L-O-V-E. Philly ain't got no love for me. L-O-V-E. Philly ain't got no love for me. L-O-V-E. Really ain't got no love for me.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.
Fight the battle of church and state, church and state, church and state. We got to fight the battle of church and state, or the wall will come a-tumbling down. I've heard about your hero, Joshua, but his accomplishments are not so great, because there's none like Thomas Jefferson and the wall between church and state. We got to fight the battle of church and state, church and state, church and state. We got to fight the battle of church and state, or the wall will come a-tumbling down. Some say that the wall between church and state is just a bad metaphor. But if unbelievers can't be protected from the rest, then what is the Bill of Rights for? We got to fight the battle of church and state, church and state, church and state. We got to fight the battle of church and state, or the wall will come a-tumbling down. Shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. We got to fight the battle of church and state, church and state, church and state. We got to fight the battle of church and state, or the wall will come a-tumbling down. Oh, we got to fight the battle of church and state, church and state, church and state. We got to fight the battle of church and state, or the wall will come a-tumbling.
Yeah, look, I'm listen, I'm an atheist, so I don't give a rat's
really
ass about anything.
You're not agnostic?
No.
Oh no.
Agnostic. Agnostic is a pussy atheist is really all that is.
But
I don't know something.
But how do you know it's right and wrong then if you're an atheist? I'm not condescending you.
I know. It's a common question that.
Wait a minute. How did Aristotle arrive at absolute moral truth? He was not a Christian. He was a pagan.
I'm not Christian. I'm just curious.
No, I'm just saying. The original people that developed the moral system of logic were not religious.
Look, people want it's an age old religious argument, which is if you're not religious, how do you know right from wrong? Well,
your brain.
I have a brain. I have a conscience. I'm an intelligent person. I understand it's inherently and empirically evil to
certain things.
F my own kid in the A, even no matter how good it feels.
How could something feel like it'd be that evil?
I'm just saying. I understand it's a bad thing to do bad things to other people, and that's one of those sort of no duh things. So you don't have to break it down any further than that. God hope that everyone is born with that. And believe me, Let me tell you something, too, you screwballs, you religious nutjobs out there. You guys have an excuse. You can repent. If you have nothing, you have no excuses. There's no heaven. There's no hell. There's just the life you have on this earth, and all you have...